Good morning. 7:40, Brock Hunter. All right, we got to get to it. Your topic of the day brought to you by Specialite Indicator and Benton Township. Who is hiring? Don't forget, you can start a new career today with Specialite. Special-Lite.com. Great starting pay, awesome benefits, room to grow. Find out more and get started on the new career today with Specialite right here, Southwest Michigan. Mm-hmm. Your topic for today, no matter how many blank I own, I will always have the urge to buy more. All right, you got a stockpile of it. Doesn't matter, but you know what? You're there in the store, and you're like, maybe I'll buy some more. Yeah, maybe I'll get some more.
Just throw it out there. My wife's shoes. Boom. There you go.
That's shoes right answer. There.
I'm answering for her.
Would she agree with you on that?
100%. Yeah, she can't not agree. I got proof.
Is she one of those where, like, if you guys go shopping, does she always swing by the shoe section?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
And it's kind of they're good at placing the shoe section right up front, you know. So you got to go through it. Talking about TJ Maxx, right?
Yep.
They have a shoe department there. Yeah, they got shoes there.
There's shoes everywhere, man, because they know. Say, of course, TJ Maxx. Every girl that goes in there, they're just ready for shoes. Yeah, they got
purses,
a whole
shoes.
There.
Purses is another one, man.
Yeah,
it's like she'll come to the ready. Do you need it? Do you need it?
Now think about it.
I learned not to argue. Just let it go.
I always say, you know what? Here's what you do. This is what you tell your wife. Say, let's just do the 24-hour rule. If you still want it tomorrow, I'll come bring you back and you can get it. Usually by then, it wears off when they don't have it in their hand anymore. That's worked a few times on Kiki. I'm like, well, just give it. Because I do it to myself sometimes. And so she doesn't just think I'm doing it just to her. It's mostly just for her. I'm like, well, just give it the 24-hour rule. We'll see.
That's a good
You think about it. That's how he got us kids to not whine about everything we want in the toy aisle. He's like, all right, hey, 24-hour rule. If you want it tomorrow, same time. And in your head, you're always like, oh, I'm not going to forget. I'm going to want this. And then you do. You move on to the next thing. That's what most of us do. So try that. Then maybe at the end of all this, that's the best advice I can give you for anybody who's having a problem who has the urge to always buy something. Mm-hmm. Mine has changed over the years. For me, it's pretty simple. I think everyone's probably going to know my answer. It's fishing gear. I literally just finished up my ice fishing season, per se, and I'm still, right now, I'm like, oh, there's so many great deals probably on Marketplace for ice fishing gear. People are just giving it away. I don't need it, Hunter. I don't need
any more
poles.
You got a whole
poles.
Basement full of stuff, man. You don't need any more poles,
lines, lures,
whatever
nothing.
You acquire.
I don't need it, but it's hard to pass up a good deal when you see one. So no matter how much, I mean, basically what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to stock up my own bait and tackle store.
She should come to you and say, all right, you can get more fishing gear the next time you catch a fish.
That's the only way I'm allowed. Each fish, depending on the size, it's got to be a weight and length. Said like, okay, for every like 10 inches on a fish, you get $10. Oh, man.
You cut down on that gear real quick.
I wouldn't buy it. I wouldn't be able to buy another thing for months. It'd be terrible.
Come on,
nothing. Minnows don't count. I caught a bunch of minnows in my minnow trap.
It's funny.
So, yeah. So, for me, I don't need it, and it's a sickness. It's terrible. I just messaged a guy who had this vintage tackle collection, and I don't need it. There's no reason to have it, but it's a cool old tackle box and some old poles.
Sick of dangling carrots, man.
Right there.
You know?
Yeah,
Come on, let me have it. I want it.
Kiki's best thing for me would be to delete Marketplace off of my phone. That'd probably be the best option right
what
there.
What would you do all day, man?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
You know, I was bitching about my wife's shoes and her purses and whatnot, but she'd probably say the same thing for me about hats and sunglasses.
I didn't realize the problem you had. I can't remember how we were talking about what we got on, but you apparently have a hat and sunglasses
it's
problem.
It's a weird thing. Yeah, and you know what's stupid about it? I only wear like two of them.
So now, like, is it when you're out and you see like a cool hat, you're like, oh, well, I'll buy it?
Maybe it's like cards or something. You know, I like to collect them. But they don't do it. They just sit in the closet.
You don't have them on display or anything.
No,
right?
I'm not pinning them up on the wall like I did in college. You know, I had to stop doing that. You know, it's a little embarrassing, honestly. But the sunglasses is the same thing. I only wear like a couple pair of, and they're not even real sunglasses, to be honest with you. It's not like there's some special, you know.
knockoff sunglasses. That
yeah, way. You know.
But you, I guess that's better than having like a closet full of Gucci sunglasses or Ray-Bans. You know what I mean?
Hey, because I wouldn't have a closet full of Gucci, so, you know, because they'd be all broken and gone.
Stolen. Lost every single pair. It's weird, I guess, because you do wear hats a lot, but not as much as like me or, you know, someone to know
and
that.
Why do we wear hats? Fortunate enough to have parents and grandparents that blessed us with a head full of hair. As of now, anyway.
Because
why are we ruining it?
We're lazy and we don't want to fix our hair. We're not fixing hair kind of guy. I'm going to put some pomade in my hair. Get out of here. What are we doing? Come on.
It's easy to put a hat on, right?
925-WIRX, 925-9479. Comment on Facebook. No matter how many blank I own, I will always have the urge to buy more. Got to watch out for that clearance aisle, man. We got a ton of great comments on Facebook. We'll get to those and your answers when we come back. Stick around.
Yeah, dude.
7:53, the Blamby Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
Morning.
Your topic for today. No matter how many blank I own, I will always have the urge to buy more. We got a ton of answers on Facebook. Tommy said guitars. That could be one, too. You're always like, oh, well, I like that one.
Huh?
That one's that, like, this guy's giving this one away. Let's just take this one. Yeah.
You know?
Let's see. Alicia said, my husband says shoes, mine face lotions. Face lotions do you need?
Face lotions.
Is your wife big on lubes and lotions and body creams?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure what she's got up there, but yeah, she's got a whole vanity full of stuff.
Now, this one's for nighttime. This one's daytime. This is when I'm outside. This is when I'm inside. This is full moon. This is quarter.
We're the complete opposite when it comes to that. She's got, like you said, thanks for everything. I have a 3-in-1 that I use for shampoo, conditioner, and body wash.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I don't want to be going through the conditioner. And
My skin is so dry, but it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Let's see. Kat said air fresheners and wax melts. My wife is along with that. We have a drawer full. And then she'd be like, oh, these are on sale. I'm like, we don't need it. What is our? We have so many smells going on in our house right now. It's insane.
Candles might be another one for the wife.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's expensive, too.
That's an expensive thing to keep buying. Yeah. Just burn through the ones you got. Zach said, do tattoos count? Absolutely. It's been a while for me, but there was a time where it's like, oh, I'll just get another tattoo. That can definitely be an expensive one too, along with candles. Probably not as expensive as candles, but close to it. Close to it. Macy said chickens. I'm up to 54. That's a lot of chickens there, Macy. I'm all for having a few chickens, but.
Chickens, you can't just go out and buy a chicken, can you?
Oh, sure.
I guess you can.
Yeah.
I can go buy a chicken.
Hunter, today, go look on Marketplace. I'll find you some chickens. Yeah, if you want to go buy a chicken, go for it.
You don't have to have a farm. You don't have to have a place for it.
No.
You can't just have a chicken running around, can you?
What do you do? What do you think chickens do? Why wouldn't you be able to have chickens?
Because I don't have a farm.
You don't need a farm to have chickens.
I didn't know that.
No. You let them.
Today I learned. I mean, when's the last time you went to somebody's house and they just had a chicken running around?
I had a chicken coop in my backyard in the house we moved into. Our neighbors have chickens. Yeah, our neighbors have chickens.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
That's more of like a farm, though. I don't have any of that, dude.
Yeah, you get yourself a nice little chicken coop in the back. Your chickens walk around.
So I went to Family Farm and Home one time, and they had that big thing of like the little...
Yeah, the chicks.
What are they?
Yeah.
Yeah. The chicks?
Yeah.
So that's where you get them, huh?
Yeah, that's where you get them. You can buy them. You just ask people, like, hey, do you got chickens? I bet you Macy might sell you a chicken or two. She got 54 of them.
Wow. That's a lot of chickens.
Why do I feel like you're going to become a chicken guy now? I don't know why this is. Honey, did you know we can have chickens?
So here's another question. All right, because obviously I don't know much about chickens. You're learning this about me. Why does she have 54 chickens?
Well, eggs. Maybe she sells eggs on the side, or you can also butcher the chicken, sell fresh chicken, you know? Free-range chickens, that's good money right there, man.
Mm.
Yeah.
Huh.
Or maybe she just likes having a bunch of chickens. I don't know. Let's see. Melissa said concert shirts. Kim said books. Katie said socks. That's like you. You buy a lot of socks.
Of all the same. All the same size.
Jessica said succulents. Do you know what succulents are, Hunter?
Succulents.
Succulents.
succulents. I do kind of.
It's like the little, like the deserty kind of plants, you know, like the.
Oh, yeah. My mom's got some succulents.
Easy to take care of. They don't need a lot of maintenance. A little bit of water every once in a while.
Yeah. Surprised nobody said pogs.
Oh, God. They don't. First of all, they don't make pogs on her. All right. They don't make pogs anymore. Second of all, that is an addiction slammers, right man. There. I'm glad I got rid of mine. After eighth grade, I got over my pogs addiction. Let's see. Kyle said motorcycles. Scott said hot sauce flavors. Ben said, like Ben's answer, something that he has a lot of but will always buy more of. He said hats and knives. Hats make sense. What kind of knife collection do you have going on there? There's a lot.
You know, I had a buddy in high school who had kind of a knife collection.
Yeah.
Yeah. I only went over there one time. That's
you're
seeing all of it. What do you do with these, man?
Where can I sit? There's knives everywhere, dude. One little spot on the couch, not covered in knives. Megan said bras. That's interesting. I don't know. Some chicks really get into the bras. I think you just get rid of the bras. You don't need bras. Brandon said lightsabers. Like toy lightsabers?
Does he make them? Or?
Maybe you could make them. I don't know. You buy them. Buy like movie prop lightsabers. Christy said cats. All right, watch out for Christy. She's a crazy cat lady. You're working on that, too. You guys always. I swear to God, every time we do the furry friend of the week, you're always like, oh, hey. Look at that. That's a cute cat.
You know?
Yeah.
No, two is enough, man. I got two hoodlums over here.
I like Blake's answer. We'll end with Blake's. He said video games. I have over 400 digitally purchased games.
Wow. That's expensive.
Blake, damn, son.
Blake, we might have talked about you a few months ago when that kid racked up his parents' Xbox account for like a 10 G's or something.
Yeah, if you're Blake's wife, maybe check the Amazon account or the
where did all of our money go?
400. That's impressive, man.
You want to play a game? I got some games if you want.
See, that to me, it's almost like when you're on Netflix. There's too much to choose from. Like, you wouldn't know what to play. Like, I don't know.
You know.
Just play Super Mario Bros. Again. That's fine. Anyway. All right, we got to take a break. We got more coming up. Stick around.